Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I keep seeing polls. Donald Trump sends me emails. 49% lead over DeSantis in this poll or whatever. I don't know whether to believe it or not. I do believe it. I think this Trump's probably leading DeSantis. By how much? Depends on the poll, doesn't it? I saw another poll. Trump leading Biden in 7 swing states. And those are the ones I really hate. Trump has never not led Biden in practically any poll, certainly in a national poll. Never. And he may not have even not led Biden in any state. Because we don't know. There's a rumor that Trump won New York in 2020. We'll never know because this administration, this government, lies to us. The Democrats openly and blatantly cheated. Now, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but here's what I also will add. There's enough evidence of this, public and private, to put this to bed. There is no argument. There is no discussion. These suckers cheated because that's what leftists do. They are cheaters. And they don't like to be told the truth about it, but that's a fact. Election deniers, as they call us, are on the right side of this issue, pardon the pun, period. We are correct. It's not a conspiracy, it's just a fact. You want some more facts? Anybody on the other side of this issue is anti-American, anti-Trump, or too stupid to be allowed to vote. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Only a clown would believe that our elections are fair. Only a clown will believe that we don't have a dual system of justice. Only a clown would believe that Joe Biden is a competent president. Only a clown would want Kamala Harris to step in the event of something happening to Joe Biden. Only a clown would believe that Barack Obama was a competent president. I could go on. Only a clown would believe that the DOJ is legitimately cares about American citizens without, you know, any type of political bias. I could go on. Leftists look for the easiest way to accomplish their goals. And let me tell you, leftists are demented, evil people. That's why they don't like themselves. In fact, they hate themselves. And they hate you for knowing who they are. You know their nature. Lion is going to kill the wildebeest. Period. He's going to eat. Leftists are going to lie. They're going to connive. They're going to steal. They're going to look for the easiest way out. And you are the wildebeest in this equation. And the only question you got to ask yourself is, when are you going to become the lion? What more evidence would anybody need to convict the Bidens? What more evidence do you need to know that the DOJ, the Department of Justice, is the most crooked organization that works in conjunction with the Democrats? What more evidence do you need that the media works in conjunction with the Democrats at the behest of the DOJ? What more information do you need about any of this? The people who voted for and who continue to support the Bidens are idiots. And they don't like being told the truth about themselves. So much proof exists openly and in your face about all the crooked things that the Democrats have done. It is ridiculous to think otherwise, to think that these people care about America, have any genuine concern about who we are as citizens of the country, true Americans. And that's our chasm. Our chasm is, how is it that something can be so blatant that everybody knows it and yet nobody wants to see it. And it's because the level of corruption, the level that people are willing to go after you, is so pervasive and it's so vile that nobody wants to put themselves in the line of fire. It's like asking, it snitches get stitches at the governmental level. We think, oh man, I wouldn't want to be in the hood and be a snitch. Being in the hood and being a snitch is nothing compared to being a whistleblower in this day and time against the government. Nothing in comparison. Most Americans understand this. They think like we do, like we conservatives. They're not stupid. So how does a minority continue to outvote the majority in the court of public opinion? It's when they manipulate it. It's when they change it. And that's why the media component, the social media component. I wrote a piece on this that said, look, you want to solve this problem? Use social media on the left, the Gestapo social media, only for your own purposes, only to promote your ideas, only to promote the things that you want other people to be aware of. I don't know how many of you are on Twitter, Truth Social. Well, I'm not going to get to that. I'll get to that in a second. But Twitter and Facebook. If everybody that's on Twitter and Facebook said, I'm just using me as an example. It's self-serving, but I deserve it. If everybody on Facebook and Twitter said, I'm going to take Kevin's radio show, I'm going to take the link, and I'm going to promote it in my social media, in Gestapo social media, it'll help. Use it against them. And then the other thing is, and let's go to Truth Social and Wimkin, which I happen to be a big part of. If you go to Truth Social and you spread what is your truth, if you come to Wimkin, I'm going to use them as a real example, connect with me, spread your truth, let us push out your ideas into the court of public opinion of who we are, other people are going to know who you are. Now, going back to the Gestapo social media, why are we building heroes there? Why are we not finding the people that we love and care about who are putting out virtuous materials and saying, you know what, Kevin, I'm going to take you from 55 or 56,000, whatever I have on Twitter. We're going to get you to 1 million because you deserve it. And whoever else does, I don't know who does. I'm not out there looking. I mean, I know some, Charles Love, Chris Harris, and people on my team, but many others. Why don't we use that against them and then build our own? If we really want to win going forward in election cycles, why don't we do what the left does and make sure that we have repetitive processes that make it easier every single time? When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about a whistleblower, Dr. Look. His story is mind-blowing.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What are the strategies of the leftists? Pretty right in your face, right? Just like their lies are. They want to control us. They want to control our thoughts. They want to control our actions. A good example, medical, COVID. Control of our thoughts and our actions. Scared the heck out of us. Had us self-quarantining. Had people, I gotta get a shot, man. I see these commercials for Pfizer, and I just want to scream. Anyway, so there's that. The education. Is it an education system or is it a miseducation system? How well educated are we? Who put a lot of money into education to be as stupid as we are? What else does the left do? They flood us with nonsense. You ready for some? Gender-based idiocy. If you think leftists really give a crap about transsexuals, man, you're dreaming. They don't care. It's just something else to get our mind going. Ooh, hey, we don't want those transsexual bathrooms in Target. You think Target really cares about transsexual bathrooms? Like, that's an issue for them. You think these companies are really buying into woke? These are smart people that went to Harvard, Yale, the Ivy League schools. They know better. They play the game. It's a freaking game is what it is. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Show me one thing that leftism created that has contributed positively to the American people. Because I'm going to tell you, what leftists create is anything that can generate money. Now, if you're on this receiving side of it, it's wonderful. Look at racism. It pays. Look at global climate farce. It pays. Look at the cheating that went on in this election cycle. It's paying people. Look at politicians. That's a job that used to be something people were like, man, anything with politics. Now we have degrees named for politics, political science. You get into that field, and it's an entire field. How do you get elected? I mean, strategists, people that vet people, the guys that do all the dark stuff, you know, that undercover dirt, their strategy. I mean, there's all kinds of things, campaign managers, gophers, you know. There's an industry in politics, an entire industry. If you think that you're going to shut down, it's like if the cure for cancer really is ivermectin, do you think the powers that be are going to let you know this? Do you think how many cancer centers are there? How many monuments to treating cancer are there? How much research has gone into this? If something as simple as ivermectin, I'm just using this as an example. I don't know if it does or it doesn't. I've heard it's pretty good for curing cancer. But do you think that the industry is just going to shut itself down like that? Drop on a dime? Stop on a dime? Look at any of the things that are happening in America. Illegal immigration is an example. What happens with illegal immigration? Who gets paid? You want to know who gets paid? The hospitals get paid. We can't treat all these illegals, you know, so we overburden the hospital system. It's already bad enough for us, and then we do what's called indigent care. Who gets paid when we bring these kids over? The education system gets paid, doesn't it? I don't care whether these kids can speak English or not. You're going to educate them. Whose tax dollars pay for that? Ours do. The welfare system, who's going to get paid? People that deliver food stamps, prepaid cell phones, Obama phones, whatever. Everybody in the system gets paid on the legislation, the grift that goes on. Things that we should never allow to happen. We would never allow this stuff to happen. I mean, in the real world, this is so simple, it's pathetic. People wait years to get in on a legal system. They make sure you don't commit any crimes. I asked this question earlier, maybe during the broadcast. I said, who's more likely to be sex trafficked? A woman who comes over legally or one who comes over illegally? What child is most likely to be sex trafficked? A child that comes over with their parents legally or one that comes over illegally? I could go on. Why are we even having a discussion? Watch to catch a crook or catch a smuggler or whatever, and you see everything they go through. They got dogs that sniff for food, dogs that sniff for contraband, dogs that sniff probably for money. I mean, they have dogs sniffing for everything. If you want to come across the border illegally, there's no dog sniffers. There's no, I mean, if you go through the regular thing, like you're going across the border in your car, yeah, they'll put the little mirror under to make sure you're not carrying anybody, and then they'll send the dogs out to the car, maybe. And the cartel does that just so they can let the authorities catch something, because 90% of the things that they really want to get away with, they get away with. And you know who's helping them? Our government. The bureaucrats. As I said, show me one single thing that the leftists have created that has contributed to the fabric of America, that makes us a better country. There isn't anything. But I want to move to this Dr. Gal Luft. They called him in the New York Post the missing witness from the Biden corruption investigation. He's an Israeli professor And he laid out the bribery allegations against the Biden family in an extraordinary video. And we took it and put it into pieces. And I want to play piece one, the introduction, so you know who the guy is. You'll see, he's a serious player.
Good day. My name is Dr. Gal Luft. For the past 20 years, I've been the co-director of the Institute for the Analysis of Global Security, a Washington-based think tank focused on energy security. For the past 15 years, I've been a resident of Israel. And for 4 years, I was senior advisor to the China energy company CFC, at the same time of its dealings with the Biden family. Under normal circumstances, I would be testifying before Congress about my experience with CFC. Sadly, due to circumstances I shall describe here in this video, I am forced to tell you this story via video. My ordeal goes back to a fatal decision I made in March of 2019 to share with the U.S. government my knowledge about the Biden family's relations with CFC. As I said, it was in March of 2019 in a two-day session at the U.S. Embassy in Brussels. I insisted that the meeting take place in March because at the time there were rumors that Joe Biden was planning to run for president.
That was the missing witness, Dr. Gal Luft. Israeli professor laid out his bribery allegations against the Biden family, and he's in an undisclosed location because he's on the run. And here's what he says. He's co-director of a think tank on global security, would have been testifying about CEFC, something that he knows a lot about. But he says in March of 2019, he made a fateful decision that was done because of his love of the country. No political bias, as we'll go into more detail, some of his other clips. But he says, in a two-day session, he wanted to explain to the FBI how the Bidens were compromised. And he didn't want them to select him if there were going to be issues going forward. More when we come back.
Show. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. We'll be right back.
USA News update. A new report claims President Biden has a short temper behind closed doors. Citing current and former aides to Biden, Axios is reporting the president has a short fuse and is prone to yelling at staff while using profanity. The outlet reports some aides try to avoid meeting alone with Biden. President Biden began his five-day European trip Monday, meeting with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles in Great Britain. He's now in Lithuania for the two-day NATO meeting, where Ukrainian membership will be discussed.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO, but here's the deal. I spent, as you know, a great deal of time trying to hold NATO together.
Support for Ukraine as Russia's invasion continues and membership for Sweden will also be discussed. More than 100 million people have signed up for Threads, Meta's answer to Twitter, in less than 5 days. The staggering numbers make the social media app the fastest growing online platform ever. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all know that the Bidens are crooked. We know there's a litany of people who are interested in helping us understand what the Bidens did. And here's what I will tell you. The witnesses against the Bidens just keep getting better. I mean, Shapley, the IRS guy, there's been no... It's funny, Hunter Biden's lawyers don't push back on anything that Shapley had to say. They, oh, it's procedural stuff. Well, who leaked that? Who told? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Hey, over the weekend, I got a call from a guy out of Florida. He gave me some strategy for the Republicans. Maybe we'll share that a little bit. But was glad to get a chance to talk to you. He called the hotline. Which, of course, there's nobody that's going to answer it during the weekend anyway. But and then he called me personally. He's like, Kevin, I think I was going to get you. I'm like, well, who did you think you were going to get? Hunter Biden? Joe Biden? Hey, it's the big guy. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. Thanks for keeping in touch. And by the way, gentleman who called me, thank you for your donation. I know you said, Kevin, I sent you a check, man. I appreciate it. I don't know how much it is, but whatever it is much appreciated. Thank you very much. So this 14-minute recording was made by Dr. Gal Luft, who ranks high in my opinion when it comes to credibility. He stated he was arrested in Cyprus to stop him from testifying to the House Oversight Committee, because he would have testified to the obvious. He was involved in CEFC because he sets energy policy. And he goes on to say, I don't know who CEFC was. They want me to, I run a think tank. It's a global energy policy for energy security. And he says, they were a 501c3 approved by the IRS here in America. How do I know that they were run by a Chinese spy and the Biden family were the ones who were shoehorning them in so they could do their dirty work? But we'll get more into that. I want to play the next of the clips from him because, quite honestly, we could just do this entire show about him. He's credible. While Democrats pursue former President Donald Trump on bogus classified document nonsense, Luft explained that the Bidens had an FBI mole who shared classified information with them and their partners from the China-controlled company CEFC, and
It just gets worse and worse. Here's the next clip.
I saw it as my civic duty to alert the government beforehand and give it enough time to probe the issue. I want to be clear. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I have no political motive or agenda. I did it out of deep concern that if the Bidens were to come to power, the country would be facing the same traumatic Russia collusion scandal, only this time with China. Sadly, because of the DOJ's cover-up, this is exactly what happened. The DOJ sent to Brussels a delegation of six people, two prosecutors from the Southern District of New York, by the names of Daniel Reichenthal and Catherine Gauche, and four FBI agents. One of them was Special Agent Joshua Wilson from the Baltimore Field Office, which also happens to cover the state of Delaware. Now, you want to ask yourself, why did the government dispatch to Europe so many people? Why six? Why not two? The answer is that they knew very well that I'm a credible witness and that I have insider knowledge about the group and the individuals that enriched the Biden family. Over an intensive two-day meeting, I shared my information about the Biden family's financial transactions with CFC, including specific dollar figures. I also provided the name of Rob Walker, who later became known as Hunter Biden's bagman. Yet, as we now know today from the whistleblower testimony, Gary Shapley, it took the DOJ a whole 21 months to probe the issue and to actually talk to Walker. But perhaps the most alarming information I revealed was of a mole within the DOJ who shared classified information with Hunter Biden and his Chinese partners. I told the DOJ that Hunter was closely associated with a very senior retired FBI official who had distinct physical characteristics. He had one eye. One of the FBI agents at the time even told me, you know, that would be very easy for us to find. There aren't that many one-eyed people in the Bureau. The information I provided the FBI in March of 2019 was fully corroborated 9 months later when the famous laptop belonging to Hunter Biden, which contained all the emails and receipts, was handed to the FBI. And guess who seized the laptop from the computer repair shop? It was Special Agent Joshua Wilson, who was with me in Brussels earlier. In other words, the FBI knew about the Biden CFC deals before they got hold of the laptop, way before. They had enough time to investigate the issue, but they didn't.
Again, folks, the words of Dr. Gal Luft, probably one of the most credible witnesses I've ever heard. He gave his own 14-minute testimony in hiding because he had to escape from justice, which would be, of course, injustice. Americans snatched him up when he was in Cyprus, I guess it was. I don't know where he is, to be honest with you. I don't know how he did the interview. But here's what he did say when he did the interview in Brussels with the crooked FBI. He told them that the CEFC paid Hunter Biden $100,000 a month, paid his uncle Jim $65,000 a month in exchange for their FBI connections and the use of the Biden name to promote China's Belt and Road Initiative globally. So they were selling out America's energy that Donald Trump made us energy independent. They essentially made us energy dependent and were selling us out to China. He's no slouch when it comes to knowing the dirt on the Bidens. Why? Because he was involved directly with the same organization. And when he found out what was going on, this guy became what is known as a whistleblower. Nothing wrong with being a whistleblower. In fact, that's a good thing to be. He knows for a fact, 100% certainty, that the Bidens are bought and paid for by the Chinese. And to that end, he attempted to save America from the very peril in which we find ourselves in today. As he tried to out the Bidens, and he called it a fateful mistake. Because he didn't know that the Justice Department is not justice at all. It's nothing except to protect the leftist. And he mentions Daniel Reichenthal and Catherine Gauche. I looked them up. I tried to find information on these two prosecutors. We pay their bills.
And I just wanted to know, what are they? What do they represent? Who appointed them, et cetera? I couldn't find anything. I'm not that great of a researcher. I know my staffers looked for them as well. What did you guys find? We didn't find much, did we? Anyway, he goes, he gives his testimony, and shortly thereafter, his life becomes a living hell. They're following his friends, his family, etc. Here, let's see if we can let you hear it in his own words.
After Brussels, I never heard back from the DOJ. But instead of showing appreciation for my whistleblowing, I became public enemy number one. Over the past 4 years that followed, me, my family, my friends, my associates, were all harassed, intimidated, and finally, I was prosecuted. Despite all that, on the eve of the 2020 elections, I sent my lawyer to Washington to meet with then Acting Deputy Attorney General, Mr. Richard Donoghue, to ensure he was informed about the information I had given his department in Brussels 19 months earlier, and also to warn him that there may still be a mole within the DOJ. Mr. Donoghue confirmed to my lawyer that he was aware of my claims, but now we learn from the IRS whistleblower that it was Rich Donoghue himself who suspended the investigation a few weeks earlier on September 4th, 2020, on the grounds that it was, quote, too close to the elections. Finally, in February this year, I was arrested in Cyprus on an extradition request from the Southern District of New York, the very same office that met with me in Brussels. The seven-count indictment said I violated the Arms Export Control Act, and if I convicted, I would face up to 100 years in prison. While I was detained in Cyprus, I was portrayed in the international media as an arms dealer, even though I never traded a bullet in my entire life. In fact, nowhere in my indictment the DOJ claimed or presented evidence that I bought, sold, shipped, or financed any weapons. I was also charged with acting as an unregistered agent of CFC, which is a FARA violation. The DOJ says that I caused the payment of $6,000 a month to former CIA Director James Woolsey in order to put his name on an article I had ghostwritten for the China Daily newspaper. Nowhere in the indictment, the DOJ mentioned the well-known fact that Mr. Woolsey had been an advisor to my think tank since 2002, and that there was nothing in the article that represented Chinese interest. To the contrary, the notion that I, Gal Luft, spoon-fed a CIA director with policy proposals on China, treating him like a useful idiot, is not only an insult to the intelligence community, it is an insult to the intelligence of every American.
I gotta stop it there because we're short on time. Right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Dr. Brussels, I never heard back from the DOJ, but instead of showing appreciation for my whistleblowing, I became public enemy number one. Over the past 4 years that followed, me, my family, my friends, my associates, were all harassed, intimidated, and finally, I was prosecuted.
Does that remind you of anybody, Donald Trump? Where once you become the target, the person who can bring down the machine, then suddenly You got to be tormented. 4 years, this man says, of them going after him. This is one of the most, if not the most credible witness against the Bidens of anybody I've heard. And there are some good ones. There's no conspiracy theory here. But what did they do? They accused him of all kinds of stuff. He goes on, he says, they accused him of being a weapons dealer. He says, I've never sold a bullet. He goes, in the indictment, there's nothing that points to any gun running that I've ever done. You know, the other thing they did, they accused him of being a foreign agent in violating FARA, F-A-R-A, guidelines, which is exactly what Hunter Biden has done. Has anybody waged any FARA, or it depends on how you want to pronounce it, but have they done anything to say that Hunter has been prosecuted for the very same thing that they're accusing this guy of? This guy doesn't have bank accounts. I'm talking about Dr. Gal Luft. He doesn't have bank accounts with money coming from China and Russia and Ukraine and Romania. He doesn't have 19 shell companies set up. There's no money trail to him. And yet, he's being prosecuted the same way Trump was over Russian collusion, over Ukrainian extortion, and a host of other things. What are the classified documents? The Biden family is replete with classified documents. Not a single charge has been levied. So when you hear his story, look, substitute any good American citizen in there. Put the name there. Insert name of any good American citizen. Somebody doing their civic duty. Why did he say he did this? Not because he had a dog in the fight. It wasn't some partisan thing that where he's a Republican, he's going to get people. The IRS guy Shapley said, "I'm a Republican," but he goes, "I would have brought this up no matter who it was." But what's going on? Who's being prosecuted? I know. Merrick Garland says there's no dual system of justice. Yeah, we know, Merrick. It's just us. Luft lives in Israel, but the FBI arrested him when he made a short, unscheduled visit to Cyprus. I want you to understand, let's just say you're in your house right now, FBI surveilling you, but they want to get you on something. And you say, don't worry about it, babe, I'll go to the grocery store and get it. You go to the grocery store and they go get you. In his case, he says, why didn't they arrest me in Israel? We have that clip. I'll play it in a bit. Because I want to finish the one we had before.
The U.S. government claimed that I acted on behalf of CFC, and therefore I'm a foreign agent. But let me tell you a little secret. The same CFC that the U.S. government claims was associated with the Chinese intelligence and, quote, an international criminal organization, was a 501c3 charitable organization registered in the state of Virginia and approved by the IRS. The same organization was also a major donor to the Clinton Foundation and Columbia University. Needless to say that none of their executives were charged for any wrongdoing. If CFC was indeed a foreign entity tied so closely to the PRC, why was it allowed to operate freely as a public charity? Why did the government expose taxpayers to the risk of funding an entity it knew at the time was so compromised? Why did they not warn anybody? Isn't the role of government to protect its people? I'm also being charged for making a false statement in Brussels. But why was I in Brussels to begin with? Was I there to eat Belgian waffles? The DOJ charged me for making a statement in a voluntary meeting that would have never come to bear if not for my good citizenship.
Straight out of the Democrats' playbook, they charged Luft with conspiring to sell Chinese weapons to Kenya, Libya, and the UAE. But as he said, he's never sold a bullet, much less any firearms. Next, they accuse him of the very crime that Hunter Biden violated, Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. And finally, they accuse him of making a false statement at the very meeting that this guy called to say, I have some information that is important to the national security of the United States. And what did they do? They tormented him. This is what I tell you. You want to do the right thing, the government will screw you. You do the wrong thing, they reward you, they promote you. Then you wonder how this government becomes such a runaway government. You're looking at it. Don't play by the rules. You know something about the Bidens, negotiate it. Well, if he'd have done better off by saying, look, I got the dirt on the Bidens. Now, willing to keep my mouth shut, but here's what I want. I want to be promoted. I want more money. I want this. And he would be fine, and we'd be the dumber. Well, maybe not, because we do know that Joe Biden's a crook, and his family's a crook. But he'd be better off. It takes a lot of guts, folks, to stand up to these people and to say, I'm not going to let this happen. But I want you to understand, a lot of people don't have these guts. And the more we let this continue, the worse it's going to get. Pretty soon, people will be too afraid to say or do anything. We're a dying breed. The people who are willing to say the right thing. I was listening to, I don't know if I was reading it, Russell Brand and Tucker did an interview together. And Tucker was like, Fox had every, you know, they could fire me. He goes, when you're in the media, you expect to be fired. He says, I was fired before. It's not a function of how good or how bad you are. Things change. If you're in radio, for example, they change the format of the station, you're out. It has nothing to do with you. Well, you didn't bring enough audience. It's not only on you. You might have dominated your hour, but talk format might not have been good for 6 hours a day. So they say, we're going to go to Tejano music. You have no control over that. And why am I bringing this up? Because you make your choices. And you have to come to certain conclusions in life that says, it isn't going to always go the way I want. There's a reason for it, though. There's a reason why good is programmed in your DNA. Why you say, I'm not going to succumb. I'm not going to follow the crowd, follow the herd. I'm going to be different. You guys know I was watching this show, Narcos. There's always a group of people that are uncorruptible. And that's, you have to believe that. You have to believe there's no amount of money that's going to corrupt them. There's something inside of them that is so powerful that they say, nope, I grew up in this country. I'm not going to let a bunch of thugs take it over. Think about what they're destroying here in America, what leftists are destroying. Your love of the country. How many pure patriots, like the people who fought to make this a country, can you imagine how uncorruptible they were? I'm going to make an assumption here and tell you this. I believe that each generation runs the risk of being less patriotic, if you will, than the previous generation. Each generation becomes more easy to corrupt because we have a government now that says, don't care. Don't care about America. Don't care. But ask yourself how that plays out to the bitter end. How can you have a country when you're telling people we're not any good and you think they're going to fight for it? Where's it going to end up? And who's pulling the strings to where you would want to do this to this country? I know crappy countries where people go, I'm going back. Man, it's surprising. I've talked to three of my African, I wouldn't say friends, only one of them, well, two of them are friends. One of them, he's an acquaintance. Melissa and I were riding back with him. He was an Uber driver, I believe. And he can't wait to go home. I forget where home is. And that wasn't Congo, but anyway, I don't remember. But he can't wait to go home. And I was shocked. We were shocked. Because most of the African friends that we know, they're like, I'm not going back. But we have three of them that are going back. Even to their crappy countries. They're like, you know what? It's calling me back, Kev. What's going to call people back here? What's going to make people proud to be American when you treat guys like Dr. Gal Luft the way that we've treated him? A guy he's Israeli, and he's trying to help America. He's not making stuff up. He told the truth. There are people out there who don't want him to tell that truth. The same thing that happened with us in social media, the same thing that happens in the media, where these people won't report on the obvious. We got a lot more to talk about this when we get back, or in the next hour, but I'm amazed by this. When we do come back, I want to talk about Hunter Biden, though, and some other controversy around him. Keep it here, folks.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.